The former Bishop of Wollongong's returned to the witness box at the Child Abuse Royal Commission for a second day to answer questions about how he handled the case of a Catholic priest who was accused of child abuse in the 1990s but not defrocked for more than a decade. Philip Wilson is now the Archbishop of Adelaide. He's explained that he was prepared to resign if Father John Nestor was allowed to continue to practice as a priest. In 2008, after many years of series of rulings and appeals, the Pope finally dismissed Nestor. But Archbishop Wilson has detailed the elaborate processes within the Church in Australia and the Vatican and pointed to erroneous decisions made in Rome that reinstated Father Nestor. Emily Burke reports.
From the mid-1990s, Philip Wilson was in charge in the Wollongong Diocese, and he wasn't happy to let Father John Nestor continue to practice as a priest, even though he'd been acquitted of aggravated assault against a child. Under questioning, Bishop Wilson gave his reasons.
It wasn't anything about this case that made it stand out. It was just my perception of this is the way that any of these cases need to be dealt with. You couldn't let go. You had to persist.
Was this case made more complex by the acquittal?
It was. I think that in the minds of many, that was the end of it. If he was acquitted in the civil court, then I should just let go and leave everything free. But I thought that it was quite clear that if he had admitted, as he did, this practice of sleeping unsupervised on the floor between boys was totally unacceptable.
The evidence before the Royal Commission today was akin to a tutorial in Vatican structure and process and the evolution of church policies and the codes of canon law. And in the 1990s, just which dicastery in the Vatican had responsibility for dealing with child sexual abuse allegations was far from clear. In 1998, Bishop Wilson issued a formal decree that Father Nestor cease functioning as a priest in a public sense. But Father Nestor remained defiant. He denied all allegations, argued he was the victim of a conspiracy, and claimed he'd been denied natural justice. He successfully appealed to the Vatican's Congregation for the Clergy and was reinstated. But within months, Bishop Wilson took the matter to the Apostolic Signatura, the equivalent of the Vatican's Supreme Court.
And I said if the Signatura then said that I had to restore your ministry, I would go directly to the Pope and talk to the Pope. And if the Pope said, well, I had to do that, then I'd resign. I thought that the values associated with the protection of the children and the care of the diocese were such importance that you couldn't allow anything to stand between you and the decision you had to take before God.
5 years later, an eminent panel ruled that the Congregation for the Clergy had made a mistake and moved to uphold Bishop Wilson's decree.
If you know the names, you know that they've actually put on there almost every outstanding canon lawyer bishop in Europe.
What's the explanation for such a powerful bench?
I think it's because that the issue was such an important one, and they wanted to make sure that when they gave a statement about this, it was very definitive. The issue being whether the congregation had got it right in the arguments they made in giving their decision. So I think that when they looked at this and said that we'll process it, the authorities then said, well, we've got to get a really outstanding bank of judges to deal with this because it's such an important case.
Bishop Wilson was also quizzed by Justice Peter McClellan about the secrecy of the confessional and the dilemma it poses to priests who find out about crimes against children.
The relationship between canon law and civil law, by which you mean the law of the state, does the Church recognise the potential conflict between the knowledge given to the priest and an obligation to transmit that knowledge of a crime to others?
I'm sure that they recognise the issue. There are people that have been talking about that and looking at the fact that we have a huge commitment to this confessional secrecy. It's something that people are not willing to let go of.
Is there any formal discussion of it in the church that you know?
I'm sure that that people in the schools, you know, our theological schools and our canonical schools would be thinking about those things and discussing them.
That's the Archbishop of Adelaide, Philip Wilson, ending Emily Burke's report.